SBS Radio.
Sa mga kasalukuyang diskurso, bagamat may mga dapat pang ipagtuos para maging ganap na pantay at makatarungan ang estado ng mga kababaihan sa lipunan, malayo-layo na din ang narating at naiambag ng mga babae sa iba't ibang larangan. Sa taon ng selebrasyon ng pandaigdigang araw ni Eva, bibisitahin natin ang kwento ng isang natatanging Filipina dito sa Australia.
I'm Eva Apao from Cebu in the Philippines, currently in Brisbane, and the CEO of the International River Foundation.
Si Dr. Eva Abal ay isang siyentipiko, ina, at ang Chief Executive Officer ng International River Foundation na base dito sa Brisbane, Australia. Layunin ng kanyang organisasyon na bigyang halaga, proteksyon at buhay ang mga ilog sa buong mundo sa pamamagitan ng edukasyon, paggabay at pagkilala sa mga komunidad at tagapag-alaga ng mga ito. Narito ang ating panayam kay Dr. Eva Abal.
Hi Eva, thank you so much for joining us today and happy International Women's Day.
Hello Celeste, same to you. Happy International Women's Day.
Marami sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon are looking for inspiration from strong and successful women in their own fields. First of all, how long have you been living here in Australia?
I think I've been here for almost 26 years now. Moved to Australia in 1992. Started as a student.
Eva, could you talk us through your journey and how you got to being the CEO? So your journey from being a student when you first arrived in Brisbane. Did water choose you or did you choose water? Why water?
I like the term water chose me. That's a good term, Celeste. I actually started back in 1992 with a PhD scholarship from ADAB, which was AusAid, and now I think administered through the Australian government, Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. I did my PhD mainly on seagrass, but it was on seagrass and water quality, which is quite a little bit related to water, but you know, this is salty water we're talking about. I was offered, after graduating, finishing my PhD, I was offered a position to work for a non-for-profit organization called Healthy Waterways, but this was in secondment with the University of Queensland. So I've always been with the university. In fact, when I left the university in 2017 to take on the job as the CEO of International River Foundation, I probably already was in my 23rd year in the university. Most of my professional career here in Australia was with the University of Queensland. But it was probably more in an applied way rather than a pure academic member of the university.
When you arrived in Australia, did you find that there were a lot of women in your field? I mean, what were the challenges then for you?
Sometimes in life, we have opportunities that are meant to be. And I think in my case, I was quite fortunate that these opportunities are meant to be. Yes, in my field, especially in water now, it's predominantly dominated by men. But it's interesting that sometimes now Australia actually offers quite a respect for diversity, especially in the workforce and in the university as well. So I don't even notice that I'm the only woman in the room. And maybe that's good. It's definitely good for me, Celeste. And I've thoroughly enjoyed my professional career in Australia, because as I said, Australia is probably one of the countries that truly embraces diversity.
As with any migrant coming into to live in a foreign country, there's always sort of like a rite of passage. Would you agree? What sort of roadblocks did you face in your work as a scientist or as a Filipina female scientist? And were those avoidable circumstances? Do you believe they're acceptable rites of passage for a woman in science?
I personally don't think so. And sometimes I have to admit that in the early stages of my career, it was probably an internal limitation on my part that when I come into a room, I personally stereotype myself. So I think, oh, I'm the only Asian and I'm definitely the only woman. And I always thought at some stage, very, very few times in my career, I thought that with these two characteristics, actually preclude me, or, you know, not necessarily discriminate, but preclude me from doing the best that I could do. I personally think, Celeste, at that stage in my career, it was more a personal challenge to myself rather than what is actually being faced externally. But then I might be wrong, you know. But through the years of my career, I think I got over that very quickly. As I said, I don't notice sometimes. People are in the field of science and in the field of water. They're quite receptive. There are some, I would say, personal limitations, of course. We tend to be more particular and spend a lot more time glamorizing ourselves, of course, as you probably know, as women, more than men. So when we travel and attend meetings, we tend to bring a lot more things than men. So these are just practical, you know, limitations.
Since you mentioned about the personal aspect of having to deal with a new environment, work or living environment, how do you balance being a scientist, a CEO, and a mother living away from your hometown without the support of your family?
What you've put forth for me was probably the biggest challenge in my career. And being, as you said, one of the few women in the field of water as a professional, I think the limitation of really my responsibility and my love of being a mother, and to balance that with a position where it's a, at the moment, male-dominated profession, that's probably one of the challenges that you have highlighted. I made it very clear to myself and to everyone, including my previous bosses and my current staff, that my major role in this world is to be a mother above anything else. And that makes it follow through easily. And I will do that to the best I can.
What are you most proud of?
Two major things, I think. Personally, to be able to give my kids the opportunity to live in a country that has a lot of opportunities to offer for them, to be happy where they are now, to actually have their own individual careers successful in their lives. That is indeed a significant gratification for me. The other one is probably in terms of my personal career, and one of the reasons probably I moved out of, you know, the university environment after 22 years is my passion to really have a path to impact in whatever we do. So working for the International River Foundation, I feel that the vision will get our rivers somewhere. That I'm very proud of, to have a consistent passion for actually making or following what I call as a journey or path to impact.
I've interviewed you twice now, and I can say that you have a pretty relaxed, you know, very calm sense of self, despite holding a very formidable position. What's your advice to women who are still struggling to find their voice, or sort of like struggle to balance grace with being able to assert themselves in the workplace or in a foreign environment?
And I always say this, and I say the same advice to my daughter. My eldest child is, of course, my daughter, and she's also working in a profession that is male-dominated. She's a civil engineer. I always say for us women, we got to find where our passion is, right? Because it's much easier to pursue our dream where we are passionate about pursuing that dream. So when we look at a workforce, when we find a profession, in fact, when we go to the university right before we even pick a course, find a course that we're truly passionate about. And then we'll see that things and opportunities do pan out and do come in more easily than if we force ourselves to, you know, which is quite normal sometimes in at home in the Philippines, is, oh, I'll just do this course because my parents want me to do this. I strongly would advise, especially for women, be confident, be passionate, pursue your dreams, and also be very sensitive to your external environment, including people around you. As you said, Celeste, I'm very grateful for your description of me being very calm. I do have my moments. I think that if you do what is right sometimes, then it will just pan out. You don't have to be, you know, very, very angry about wanting to do it fast. It will come slowly.
Dr. Eva Abel, CEO of the International River Foundation. Happy International Women's Day to you, Eva.
Salamat, Celeste, and happy International Women's Day to everyone out there. And I would also like to extend a greeting, of course, not just to the women, but the men who actually love our women. Happy International Women's Day to everyone.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.